This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by Away. Away makes first-class luggage at coach prices, and they allow you to charge your phone while on the go. For $20 off your order, go to awaytravel.com/WDW20 and use the promo code WDW20. That's WDW20. And now, on with the show.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
It's Wednesday. It's August 1st. Summertime is coming to an end, folks. Kids are going back to school. You know what that means also. It's episode 1620 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
And I'm the Gree.
And this, ooh, that was nice. You're back. And better than
I
ever.
I am back.
He had an issue.
Last time we talked, you were on a trip. Or nope. You were sick.
He was on a different kind of trip. A trip into
Will
the unknown.
Across, you know, the border over there.
Same county.
Yep. Oof. And then
where did you go? You went to
Fairview, Tennessee.
We were running short on time, and he decided that we needed to choose a fast food establishment.
I just said, look across the street. It's everything we've always hoped and dreamed for. Taco Bell!
Yeah, I think we talked about this last show, didn't we?
Don't remember.
Yeah, and then I talked to the Yoda voice.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And then we did.
Yeah.
Grease got sick. That's the end of the story.
Made a run for the border.
I went to Bon Aqua, Tennessee, which is in Hickman County.
Oh, Bon Aqua's real nice.
I loved it. Amanda and I were like, we may settle down here. Bon Aqua. It's pretty nice.
Never mind.
Bon Aqua. Bon Aqua.
Real people out in Bon Aqua. I liked it. It was cool.
That where the coal miner's daughter house is? Isn't she out in Bon Aqua?
No.
Right, so she's right next to... She's right next to
White House or something, right?
No.
Who am I thinking? Barbara Mandrell? Who owns the woods?
Is it Tammy Wynette?
Who's the coal miner's daughter?
We've gone through everyone.
We're getting them.
The coal miner's daughter is... Is old... the one that Dylan used to open for.
Loretta Lynn.
Yeah. I think her place is in...
Is it out there?
It's out there in...
Not much has changed out there. I went to a restaurant that was there since the 30s. It was pretty cool.
Johnny Cash used to own Philip Van Horn Weems' home for 30 years.
He owned someone else's home for 30 years? Then when did you get to claim it as your own home?
It was Weems' home for over 30 years.
Oh. I went out there. I enjoyed my time. I went on a little trip this weekend. I went to the mountains, and I went to a theme park.
Oh, let's get your trip report.
Trip report to Santa's Land.
Actually, I don't want to give them any press.
Why?
Because you sent me a picture of that sad tiger.
I love Santa's Land. Santa's Land's out in Cherokee, North Carolina. Guess what? They don't have there any cell service or Wi-Fi. And it was
But they have a
awesome.
Sad tiger, and it actually touched my heart.
So it was about a six-hour experience, I'd say. I was out there. It's up in the mountains.
Apparently, they have a Santa Claus that's very... attentive, even though there's no one there.
It wasn't very busy on a weekday. No, it was like a Saturday in July.
That's what I'm saying.
And it was, I mean, they had ample parking. And I went into Santa's Land, and the first thing you're greeted at is a nice little village. And as you know, I love old theme parks. So I love parks that were built, you know, there's one here, Beach Bend, that's over 100 years old.
Beach Bend Park.
Even though the rides aren't that old, it was built. So this one was built in the 60s. So it was built in 66. And it hasn't changed a whole lot since 1966. So unlike Beach Bend, it's some of the original rides. It definitely has a 60s theme park vibe. But you walk in, there's all these big, like, I don't know what you call them, cement statues of, like, snowmen. And there's a little theater for a magic show, which unfortunately I didn't get to go. There's a place you can put your kid in a kangaroo pouch to take a picture. There's the sleigh with all the reindeer. You can get your picture. Then there is
actual reindeer or like
there are actual reindeer, but this is not with real reindeer. This is statue. And then towards the back of that section, there's a tribute to the troops. All gave some gave all tribute. And then next to that is a church.
Yep.
And not like there's a little chapel. Like you walk in, there are pews, like two or three pews deep. And I guess an altar, if you want to say, and some fake stained glass. It's also a fire station you walk by. So it's like a little village. And then there's a house that just says, you know, Santa's house. And you're like, oh, well, the door is closed. Let's just go in and see what happens. You open the door and there's Santa just chilling. Hi, kids, come on in. Let's get a picture together. And it's just Santa who sits in his house all day.
That's a good job.
And
I guess there's no cell phone service. I would be like in there like playing some Angry Birds or something, and they're like, oh, sorry. Welcome to Santa's house. That dude is like literally like staring at the door and be like, at any moment.
There was a photographer who took your picture. Pictures with Santa, $5 for the printout. Not bad at all.
No. Really not bad.
Tickets to Inner Sandland's like $23. So total for seven of us was like $120. Which sounds like my mom was like,
I mean,
like,
at our mall, if you shake like Santa's hand, it's $5.
Like, it does feel like a lot. She's like, this is like going to Disney. I was like, you haven't been in a while. Like, that's one ticket to one day, one park. So Santa's Land had this area, which was cool. And then you hopped on a little train, or you could just walk, but we took the train down, kind of the classic theme park train, down to the second section, which was Fun Land. And in Fun Land, they had all kinds of rides for the little ones, little kid rides.
So there's Santa's Land and Fun Land?
Santa's Land is like the Disneyland. Then there's like, you know, Adventureland, Tomorrowland. So they have Santa's Land, then they also have Fun Land and Zooland.
Zoolander?
Ooh, that was nice. So you go down.
Zooland has the tiger. Sad. That depresses Will.
Yes, as you would imagine.
Yeah. Can we not talk about the tiger, please?
We'll get there. We'll get there.
No, he would tiger.
This is my trip report. You know,
a steely stare of like, I wish I were free and I'm going to eat humans.
Because real deal here.
As I should.
If you're a theme park fan, going to these parks from the 60s, you do see how like they were like, oh, this, you know, how they were inspired by like Disneyland, like in the way things were set up, even on a really small scale. It's cool. I love them. I genuinely do. I love them. I love these parks almost equally to how much I love Disney, because it's like there is some, not even nostalgia. I've never been before.
Right.
But there's some history there and you can feel it. So we go on a little train ride and there's no waits for anything. They had a little ride where you get in. You set your kids in a lot of rides. Like, you don't really do many rides. They had like a boat ride with water and you put your kids in these boats and they had little bells they can ring. And the attendant, the little elf putting the person in, is like, now listen, you better not touch that water. You're not going to be allowed on this ride for the rest of the day. I'll make sure of it. You're like, okay, lady, calm down.
Whoa. All right.
I am putting a 2-year-old in there, so no guarantees.
Yeah. Loose cannon.
But
wild card.
Amanda said she'd feel very safe like dropping the kids off there, because it's like all the staff is going to be like, go over there. Like, they're gonna stop you.
That's true. We don't even want you to touch the water.
There are a bunch of meemaws like making sure everything is fine.
Yeah.
So everyone wears elf costumes as if it was almost like a theme park in a movie. Like, it doesn't even feel real that all of these people in the middle of summer. And by the way, Santa's Land, fun fact, not open during Christmas season.
No, because it's cold up there.
Yeah, but you'd think, like, let's do the lights. And we close the rides. We still have the Santa's Land parts.
Because he's busy.
No, that's what they said. First week of November, they close up shop.
They go, well, somebody's busy.
Let us
take you down the path to no man's land. Kids not allowed.
That's like that water park that's got the sick alligator. Like, they're just, it's just all in the gimmick, man. Yeah. Great storytelling.
Good storytelling, Santa's Land.
He's going to sneeze.
And then, so they did a little boat ride. They did a little ride where they're on motorcycles and you can ride a bus. And then there's a carousel that everyone can ride. Well, everyone, if you're up to like 250, and then you have to like sit on a bench. It's a real tight carousel, meaning like the circle's real tight. So you get whipped around pretty good in that carousel because you're not going around very far. So it's kind of like you just get very dizzy.
It's fast, yeah.
It's not even fast. It's just a tight turn. So you're just going. And the guy walked up, like, you better hold on to something. I was like, all right. He was right.
I was expecting it to be like an elf voice, but
no, these do not have elf voices.
So these are like just like
these are mountain folk.
I used to be a travel carny.
Now I'm a gnome.
Some of the people have been working there.
Some kids. I just needed a job. I could stay home.
Some people have been working there since they were kids.
You can tell. And then
what do those people do during November?
On our off season, stay inside. It's cold.
They're helping.
You can't even drive on half those roads.
That's true.
And then we did the one roller coaster, which is Rudy coaster, and I have a I rode the Rudy Coaster t-shirt that I purchased.
Nice. Smart purchase.
Which is just a photograph.
That sounds like a political statement these days, though.
What?
It's a photograph with a circle like Halo and of the front of the roller coaster, like right here. And it just says in like regular font, I wrote the Rudy Coaster at Santa's Land.
Well, I don't know what excellent. What does regular font mean? Like Times New Roman?
Yeah,
or something?
Maybe red. And like it was like $7 for the t-shirt. And I was like, yes, I will be purchasing
that. What was it called again?
I think it said, I rode the Rudy Coaster. You're looking it up so you can find it. I'll wear it next show.
He's like, oh, I'm going to get me one on eBay.
No, there's got to be pictures of
there
it,
there was
right?
a Hanes Beefy Tee.
Well, Hanes hey, that's... They went quality.
Yeah.
I will say this. I saw...
Real thick. That's what woman said. She's like, it's so thick, it'll keep you warm. And she was like an Italian woman for some reason. Now they mention it, we're weird. She's like an Italian woman running the Rudy stand. And then...
I will say this. The pictures I saw, Logan... It looked like a very clean park.
For what it is, very clean. Like, I'm saying.
In my mind.
Poor tiger's cage.
In my mind, I'm like, the 60s, it's called Santa's Land. Not even open for Christmas.
It's not, I mean, I have to say, is it clean like the cleanest? No. But like, is there dirt everywhere? No. Is there like, no. So then we get to Zooland.
I mean, everything looked like it was
also be
paint.
Narnia Park because it's always winter, never Christmas.
Yeah. I'd say my girls were very excited because the whole time we told them they were going to the mountains. When you hear mountains, to you, you think, oh, we're going to the mountains. To the girls, they think they're going to Arendelle.
Yes.
So when they got there, and they're like, they kept saying, where are the blue mountains? Where are the icy? We went to climb a snow mountain. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it's the summer. This is not going. And they could not.
They melted.
They were not happy.
Ooh.
But then we get to Santa's Land, guess what they have? A concrete snow mountain. And I'm like, there we go. And now like they were like, it was good.
This
was
good. Thanks, Dad.
That's all they needed.
Only took a couple
and
days.
And that was as you walk into Zooland, which has a camel.
Huh?
It has because it has some biblical. There's like a nativity scene. Oh. They got.
Is this where there is the tiger at the nativity scene?
No. There's some really fluffy sheep and lamb. There are a few different kinds of emu. I'm trying to think and you could feed almost all of these. Was there? I know there's a couple other animals, some birds, some.
Can you feed the tiger?
No.
Can you feed the tiger?
No.
Yeah. $20 ribeye. Here you go.
Like
from Sizzler.
The girls would see the tropical birds, like your shirt, because I have a Jimmy Buffett shirt that has a parrot. They're like, look.
Oh yeah.
And then to the left of that was a hut for penguins, but the penguins are not real. They're animatronics that don't work. And then the hut next to that, you walk in and there's two animatronics. It's like between me and
this
Will.
This is more what Grease was looking for.
Maybe the distance between me and Will, no way even that far. So like imagine if animatronics were like right here. So like here, behind glass, there's maybe room for one person. And it's, you know, the Dickens Christmas story. What is that called?
A Christmas Carol. But they all look like the evil witch in Snow White.
I will just play you some of the sound so you can hear. There are two animatronics.
That's probably copyrighted.
The one animatronic that
moves. You're going to pay mechanical fees.
Kind of does. I don't even want to show it. I don't think I can.
Copyrighted.
He only has one movement, and I don't know how they picked that movement. But here's some sound.
That was supposed to be the Christmas Carol?
Sounds like a family reunion to me.
That's like the ghost, and that's, Jacob.
Yeah, you sent that, and I was like, I don't know what this is, but I don't want
to
be there.
And then finally you get to a tiger, who is about a two-year-old tiger, and a pen about the size of the studio. Mm. I mean, not nothing, but not a huge enclosure.
For a tiger, they're used to jungles.
That's true.
And the tiger was pouncing the whole time, like Simba-style, learning how to pounce by itself, which was sad.
Gotcha.
No other tiger.
Again.
And there was a bowling ball on the chain that it jumps and grabs on and flops all around. It looks like he's having a blast.
And then when it's just casual, it was just doing this. It was just like, kind of just.
And then he jumps in the water.
Coming
and
like,
I don't
ball.
Like it.
I would go like,
Terry.
And he would come up to me.
I don't like this.
You speak Taiganese?
You know, tigers don't. You know, they say that.
Taiganese?
You know, tigers don't growl.
What do
they
do?
They don't roar.
They just email.
Is that right?
Yeah, they gargle.
I don't know. You sound like a predator. He's saying something
like
terrible.
Are they purring? Is it purring at you? I have two common house cats.
I'd
know for a fact that they don't do
that's
that,
a cougar.
Will.
That's a cougar does that.
What sound does a tiger make?
Well, overall...
You know for a fact they don't do that?
We're going to get to Disney stuff, but I thought this was a good theme park trip report.
This is good.
And this, actually, knowing what our listeners have requested us talk about
get
tonight...
Get on the mic,
Derek. Tiger sound.
That's a roar.
No, it's like a... It's like a hiss.
Logan! No, that's a 70-year-old woman that's been smoking for 40 years, Will.
Family, family reunion. He's bringing him back.
I'm reading some of the comments. I feel like
missed
my stories
are unsettling.
Missed opportunity,
Santa Land. Santa's Land. They don't have any shirts online.
By the way, they had very little merchandise. I looked the whole time. I was like, I'm buying a shirt. The only shirt they had was I rode the Rudy Coaster. And then they had these really nice, like, thick... winter, like windbreakers that were only $25 that said Santa's Land embroidered beautifully, and I almost bought one.
Embroidered beautifully. I don't know.
I wanted that Santa's Land classic logo, and they had nothing. Nothing. They had children-sized trucker hats. They also had pre-wrapped gifts.
Okay.
This is my community.
They had they had boxes of gifts you could buy that were wrapped, and they wrote on them like boys, age 5 to 10.
Was that at Frosty's shirt shop? Is that where you purchased
Frosty's t-shirt shop, yeah.
Yeah.
And it had one shirt.
It had a bunch of like just truck stoppy shirts, if for a better word. Like just
Like little
America
half profane slang terms.
More than Bible verses. But then also like a very small selection of actual Santa's Land
things
merchandise.
Say like single issue voter, Second Amendment, yeah. Stuff like that.
Yeah. And yeah, it was fantastic.
That was my contribution.
I had a great. I've been going back. I don't know what it costs to be like a year member.
Got season passes.
I didn't even know if they offer that. It was great.
Definitely not the Christmas season.
No, wait. I did the Riker and my girls both. By the way, including my girls who are not quite three, who are little. No height requirements for the roller coaster.
Zero.
Not even a. You should maybe this be this tall. Not a sign. Nothing.
Use your judgment.
Yep. And we just walked on. I'm like, they're not saying anything. I had to hold one of my girls like this and put my hand almost around her neck, but not really like around her head, because every time it comes to like a shoulder, her head would hit the metal bolt.
It's called sleeper hold.
So I mean, it didn't ever hit it. I just noticed it would, and it certainly would have. And then when I'd slide into her, I felt terrible because it was like, and smush.
I did that. No, wait, hang on. I did that at Roger Rabbit at Disneyland.
Were you sliding into your daughter?
Because they would not allow me to kick, and I had, and this is so dumb, but it said all ages, any height. I was not familiar with that ride.
Yeah.
I go on there with my 6-week-old.
Time out. You took a 6-week-old on a ride in general.
Yes.
This is a cautionary tale.
Toonland.
Go to Zoo World.
It's in like, you know, whatever. So I go in there and they will not allow me to put her in my lap. They said, you have to put her to your side in the seat. So I did.
There's a lot of people making poor decisions in this story. You are one of them, Grease.
I know.
However,
you kicked it
I did
off.
Not. At this point, I thought we were just going to go. And it was like, it's a small world, but we're going to go through Toontown. It's going to be cool. We're done. Yeah. You know, maybe it goes fast for a second, but not. Literally it
whips you around the whole time.
It is whipping back and forth the whole freaking time.
How do you feel about taking your 6-week-old on
it
a ride?
It was like riding, you know those
it
balls.
It is called Space Ranger. No, it's a something spin. Isn't
Roger
it?
Rabbit spin. Toontown spin, something like that.
It's a spin.
You know what? I didn't.
The word spin.
I didn't know if things were going to be spinning around us. I didn't know that. Anyway,
you know what I love?
What do you love?
Well. In Grease's defense, it's called the cartoon spin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's what I love. I love that we did
it's not real.
We did a poll this week. And with that poll, we said, hey, first we're like, send us your topics. Then we selected the top three topics that we got. And then we just said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to put a poll out, and you're going to get to pick what we're going to talk about. So we're going to tell you what we're going to talk about, and then we'll tell you a little something else, and then we're going to actually discuss it. So here were the top three. Favorite drink and chill spot? I do think all three of these we've kind of answered before. It came in with 25% of the vote. And 28% of the vote was you have a $500 budget two nights, where do you stay, what do you eat? Which I like that one.
Are they giving us the $500?
Yes.
Okay.
So it was expensive sponsorship. And then the one that won, which I feel like maybe we have been able to wrap some of these into one, because they did a whole, someone wrote a big long version of this, which was, will WDW announce a fifth gate? And they kind of said, if that happens to Universal, here, I'll read you the exact one.
Give us the complete entry, Logan, just so we know the whole story.
Which is weird, because there's like 10 gates at Disney World. At the Magic Kingdom. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, you got all those people waiting there, and then they rush in. You know what I mean?
If you break it down by land.
Zooland.
Y'all aren't even humoring me.
Now take your seats, like, we sold out again.
I'm trying to find my tweet here.
I really wish Grease would go back to Taco
Took a Bell. Tiny baby on a ride, this guy. Just a tiny baby. How far can 6 weeks old see?
What?
Like how, there's like a distance thing.
She right? didn't like it, Matt, if that's what you're trying to get at. No, she didn't like it. I didn't like it.
Here was the
the woman that told me to put her beside me got a real good whiff of my child being in my lap when we got back there.
Good.
A whiff? She was smelling your child?
She smelled it.
I mean, I don't know.
All right, so Scott said, will WDW announce a fifth gate before Galaxy Edge opens in response to the inevitable announcement from Universal regarding their third gate, because Volcano Bay doesn't count. Building off of the hypothetical fifth gate, what would you guys like to see? And what will WDW today, or what will WDW actually do? Well, number one, we don't know what they'll actually do. Number two, I'm going to tell you about our friends at Away Travel.
Boom.
You like that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good segue.
It was pretty good, because then we're going to get into all the Disney stuff when we get back from this. We're going to get back from is talking about our friends at Away Travel. I want to thank them for supporting WDW today. They make affordable, high-quality suitcases that charge your phone on the go. By cutting out the middleman, they're able to offer the perfect luggage made with high-quality materials at a much lower price. And it is a good deal. They come in 9 colors, 5 sizes. Take a look. Away has designed the perfect suitcase to make your travel experience stress-free. There's the carry-on bag, which features 2 USB ports and a high-capacity battery. It allows you to charge multiple devices on the go. I used this one when I went up even to the mountains, even without going on an airplane. I used my own. It was great. It's a great weekender just to throw stuff in and get going. It's also great, which weekender, you like that word? Amanda said it. She said, go grab your weekender. And I was like, what does that mean?
It's a like small a bag.
I know, like a small bag. Yeah. I learned these things. This is what my wife teaches me.
I knew that, Logan. I could have taught you that.
They're lightweight. They're sturdy.
You're a fancy man. I know.
I mean, you
and
can.
I took this even to the beach. I could fit about 5-6 days of clothes just in the carry-on. That's because I don't change that much.
I also one blue polo.
I even just one. I also put put my computer, which I don't know if they want you to do that, but I do it. I put the laptop in it, even in the middle, smush. And when I travel, because I use it as my carry-on, it'll be my only carry-on. Why carry around the big bag? And the bag, put it all in this. He's with you. It's good to go. Ultra durable, yet very lightweight, smooth ride. They got them 4 360-degree wheels, Will.
I like those wheels.
Well, they've got a bigger carry-on now with a pocket on the front, so you can actually slip your laptop on the outside.
Hey, if you're listening away.
Easy peasy.
I'd like to try that out. It comes with a risk-free 100-day trial period, and if at any point you decide it's not for you, return it for full refund. No questions asked. Plus, get free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. It comes with a lifetime warranty. If anything breaks, they'll fix it and replace it for life. And you know what else? They have a special offer just for listeners to WDW today for $20 off your first order. It's $20 off your order, Will. Go to awaytravel.com/WDW20. It's WDW20. And use the promo code WDW20 at checkout. That's awaytravel.com/WDW20. Promo code WDW20. And I want to thank them for being a supporter of this show for well over a year now. And I'm a customer. I'm a proud customer. And I use my Away Travel bag all the time, whenever I travel. So, all right. So we're going to get to our topic now.
There's a snarky comment from Anne Marie with her about us finally getting to the topic.
By the way, I went to a theme park. I'm going to tell you what my thoughts on other theme parks. So you know, if you're traveling in the greater Cherokee, North Carolina area, mm-hmm. which is highly likely, mm-hmm. if you go to Gatlinburg, Dollywood, and all that, you're in the area, you're like, maybe we should go to Santa's Land. And you know what I'm saying? Yes, you should.
Yes.
Yes.
Everything he just said right now. Yes. Right. And he's fired up.
What's the difference? Me talking about a different theme park? It's still a theme park. Some people travel.
Look, if you're not down with Santa.
You want a little bit of that
then
Santa
fine.
Magic?
Santa is not at Santa's Land because he's at Disney World for Christmas.
Yeah.
I just figured it out. And the whole Santa's Land, it was a cautionary tale pointing to the greatness of Disney magic. And that's why we're here. So, there.
Well done, Matt.
Emotional.
Well
done. I'm fired up because Logan's fired up.
I don't want to be messed with here.
I don't want people to mess with you. And I don't want Grease to take his baby on rides anymore.
I will say this. I've never looked for, like, amusement parks. Just random. Like Logan does. Like, he'll go anywhere and he will literally Google and see if there is a...
His amusement park is your casino.
There it is.
Yep.
That's
very true. Yep.
There's also one of those in Cherokee, North Carolina. Very true.
I'll even stoop as low as going t-shirt. To a gas station that gives you credit.
My casino. What is it?
His amusement park is my casino.
That's a Christian t-shirt. I don't know what it means. There's a Bible verse under it that explains it.
Yeah, like, lay up your treasures in heaven or something.
That's where all of mine are.
And then there's a weird, like, brand logo that doesn't seem to make any sense. Looks just like the Tide logo.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Well.
So, Fifth Gate, what do you think, guys?
I didn't even talk about eating at Santa's Land, by the way, which I had a Rudy Burger.
I think the answer is no Fifth Gate.
I had a hot dog chili dogs, Rudy Burgers, Santa Burgers, which is doubled down to.
Is it a reindeer burger?
I think it's what he likes to eat. I almost made that joke. The only negative I had the whole time at Santa's Land was that they had one person working the restaurant, and around lunchtime, got a little busy. It took a while to get my burgers and my hot dogs for the kids.
Santa's Land might not have been expecting you to come.
They were out of Sprite too, because we're out of Sprite.
We had to circle back just for a second. Did they have like unlimited sodas while you're here?
They did not. No, I wish.
Because Holiday World does that.
No.
And literally, they doubled down like big old billboards as you're driving like 2 hours away. You can be like, come for all you can drink sodas. It's like, oh, hey, kids, let's pile up in the car. Let's spend hundreds of dollars. 6 hours in the car round trip, but we get free soda.
I haven't been to Holiday World. I still need to get there.
That's the one that's in Santa Claus, Indiana, right?
It is. All right, back to the actual Disney talk.
There's a theme today.
And that is
Christmas in July.
Not in August, technically.
The Fifth Gate.
The Fifth Gate.
Santa's Land.
I love that. That's your prediction. They just open
they
up.
The monorail actually is going to connect.
Yeah.
So Cherokee, North Carolina.
Oh, yep. It's an overnighter.
It's a
hyperloop.
No, because faster. Yeah. The doors don't shut, so be careful.
From Central Florida to Middle North Carolina, whatever is northern. Yeah. Where is that?
It's like $1 million a mile.
Western Carolina, I guess you'd call that.
No.
Western North Carolina.
Yeah, Western. Yeah.
It's a long drive.
It is a long. It's a chunk of change, monorail. But I mean, on a monorail,
I might
with
go
no
back
doors, so it'll be fine.
With someone's stroller parked on your foot.
Don't know if I trust the conductor.
And then you get to Santa's Land, and you're like, this is the Fifth Gate?
You're there for an hour, you're like, is that it?
That's all right.
People piling off and then spending thousands in Uber because they don't want to experience the
y'all want to go back to the church? I guess so.
He's in there.
So I'll go first on the Fifth Gate.
Go for it, Terry.
I've actually asked this question to Lee Cockrell when I had him on my podcast, because he ran Disney World for a while. I was like, what do you think is the probability? And he was pretty clear to say no. And I think that's something we've talked about on this show before, that which leads me to believe no as well, is the sheer volume of empty space available to them within their current parks. They could
just
add...
Why would you?
Like, there's room for 3 e-tickets in the front of Epcot, 3 or 4 in the back of Epcot. There's room for several in the back of Animal Kingdom. There obviously is a major change coming with Disney acquiring more Marvel content and different brands.
Yeah, but if they didn't do it with Pixar, and they're not going to do it with Star Wars, then,
why?
I mean, the two of the bigger brands. I mean, Marvel, that makes kind of sense.
Well, what I'm saying is that they're going to take these properties and put them into the... They're going to add more capacity to their current parks before they...
And take out old stuff like they did with Hollywood Studios.
Right. They're going to probably do something... I mean, no one's excited to go experience Aerosmith. Like, they're not an attraction, so that's probably going to become...
I don't know. I don't want to miss a thing, Terry.
Yeah.
Well done, Matt.
19 years ago that opened, by the way, this week.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I think that's going to become some sort of IP ride, whether it's a, someone said a Guardians ride, but I don't think it'll be that. I think it'll probably be.
You're not going to have two Guardians rides.
No, yeah, I think it could potentially
both
be
roller coasters.
You could take almost the same ride and put the doors from Monsters glowing in the ceiling and be the same thing with the, you know, the goofy movie from Monstropolis, the music. You know, I think
the goofy movie better though.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Powerline
ride. Yeah,
after today.
Why don't they just have, why is there not a Powerline?
There's a bunch of IP.
Why
they
is there
used.
Not?
Other than Carousel of Progress, Disney over the years has been quality over quantity as far as like, they're not like pushing Stitch out ride. The walls.
Excuse me for a second. Are you ride. Insinuating that Stitch Carousel ride. Of Progress is not a quality attraction?
I will follow him into that.
Do you not understand that there is a great, big, beautiful tomorrow?
Hey, Grease.
Waiting for us at the end of every day?
Yeah,
Come on.
It's called Every Ride is Very Long to Ride, and you go in there because you need some air
conditioning.
I'm about
to pull the Will Haynes and walk out of here in a second.
Okay, let's press further then.
You know what? I'll probably walk with you.
What are we talking about here? I missed it.
Grease's dog in Carousel of Progress.
Grease here.
I watched a YouTube video for way too long. Someone posted it on our BLT group. About should they add a Walt Disney animatronic to the Carousel of Progress to either intro or end it? And I was like, dang it, why you got to come up with ideas I like? And then, like, by the way, that's never going to happen. So, yeah.
What about like a hologram thing?
Well, I mean, I just don't feel like they'll, I don't think they'll recreate Walt.
They that would with, be cool.
They did it with other living people and current living people, but, you know, it just doesn't really feel like.
And it's the Hall of Presidents, it's different.
Is that like
and
a
Jack Sparrow,
don't touch
say?
That sort of kind of thing?
I feel like kind of.
Because everybody will be upset.
Doesn't even look like him.
He didn't move his arms like that.
Not my
they
wall.
Just took
my
that
wall.
Animatronic from Santa's land and put it in there.
That's that guy from
Santa's land. They just put a rubber mask over that Santa land.
Contraction. I knew it was a tiger because there's a bowling ball hanging from the ceiling.
Oh, gosh.
All right, I have an idea.
I'm hoping for an animated, like, Hall of Tom Hanks, where Tom Hanks plays all your childhood. You know, Tom could be Walt. He could be Mr. He's got Mr. Rogers coming up. Maybe
he'd be Woody.
Woody. You know, I mean, you just go through the.
I loved watching the Toy Story Land footage, by the way. And I think that ties back into this. I agree with what Terry said. I don't think we're getting a fifth park. I don't think there's a need for it. I don't think they've strategically done it that way. Because you're right. If there wasn't for all these other IPs, why would you do it now? Do I think Universal's probably going to get park? I think they're going to get something. I don't know exactly what that looks like yet. But I do think there will be another fourth gate for Universal if you include the water park. But it's going to probably be off property. And, you know, there's that whole thing. It's not necessarily going to be part of that city walk thing. I think they're going to build something else. And that's all but been confirmed. You're right. The person on Twitter. So it's not like I'm hypothesizing and coming up with my theories. That's just what's been reported. But what was I talking about?
That you don't think that they're going to have
the- Don't think so. But there was another thing that was like, Toy Story Land. Another thing. Like I was with a guy at Santa's Land. He's like, hey, and I don't know why he started talking to me about Disney World. He's like, hey, you've been to Disney World? Line's like, yeah, I go pretty regularly. He's like,
I love Santa's Land too much. Don't have time
for
Disney
World. He's like, I go every other month because they live in Miami. I'm like, that's cool. He's like, we're going to wait that Toy Story Land out though. Line's way too long. I think that's the same thing. If you're going to have Toy Story Land, if you're going to have Star Wars Land, if you're going to have Avatar, and you're going to be able to build all these new things to those parks. I just don't see it would be awesome. I think it'd be great. I'd love to see it.
Think about the infrastructure that it would take.
The last time it happened was Animal Kingdom, and I feel like that was a logical step from what else have they not covered? Like, what else would their theme
be? It's because,
be?
Like, when people bring
Space.
Up these... Well, no.
They kind of have that.
When people bring up, like, why not make a whole park of Star Wars World or, you know... Or
Villains has been a popular...
Yeah, it's like, but I don't know. That seems too... focused.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like each park is a big concept. It's bigger than one thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the Magic Kingdom is a land filled with Fantasyland and Frontierland.
What was a film studio?
And all those different
Epcot's
things.
A World Showcase.
And
Animal Kingdom's
and
a zoo.
And it was originally a city. Like it was supposed to be something very unique. It's a big concept. And then you have Animal Kingdom is not just like Tiger World. Like, it has to do with the whole global Tiger World.
Come on out, Tiger World. We got two.
No, but it's not a specific, or even like Zoo World or something. It's much more than that. It has to do with the, not just, I don't know.
I will say, if Goats on a Roof takes off, Disney could purchase it. Put it on iDrive. It'll be fine.
But what I'm saying is like the I don't too know, hot, I think, for the like goats. Logan was saying, conceptually huge would they do? I also think it's too big of a risk for them to take.
Yeah. Well, I just looked it up.
They're not in need of, they're still the hands down dominant one. Mm-hmm. If they just keep adding attractions and portions, like Terry was saying, how there is a lot of open real estate, it doesn't take the big risk because that's, I mean, you're a publicly held company, huge corporation, doing something big that is a big PR move could be a big PR disaster if it's not unbelievable.
Now, I just looked
and
up.
And it's not needed.
Yeah. Animal Kingdom, 20 years ago, they spent $1 billion. So
it'd be a $20 billion project.
Right. And so you think about that much risk. Now, I think the likelihood of a third gate in California, as they are acquiring land and moving parking lots around.
Yeah.
I think you would, I think you would see that before you would see.
And it could be something that mirrors what is in Orlando to some degree of something that's already there. What if they did a California style Epcot type thing?
Which originally was what California, one of the original ideas for California Adventure was Westcott.
Okay.
Which was the working?
I mean, I'd freaking love that. That'd be awesome.
That would be cool.
And you know, very much the
lame,
the drinking around the world culture would thrive in Southern California.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think that's. I mean, we're talking about, We're talking about for them to spend that kind of money, and I just think there's so much. They could basically put 3 Toy Story lands in every park, and still have not utilized all the real estate they have. Because especially now that you're talking, I mean, just look at Hollywood Studios. If you think about all the space that's about to come available in Hollywood Studios, I think the Mermaid Rides, Little Mermaid show, that's a goner. That was an opening day attraction. There's no need to keep that. Obviously, the Star Wars Launch Bay, which used to be the animation building, when Star Wars Land is open, you're not going to need the Launch Bay anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So that land opens up, and that land that backs up to Rock and Roller Coaster. So there's tons of room for either. I think you're going to get some Pixar attractions. I think you're going to see the Pixar. Yeah,
they have to. And that's the other thing. It's not like this is not just a theoretical, like, oh, it could. It's like it would be kind of unfortunate if they didn't do something to shift it up, because no one's going to go to the Launch Bay if they're spending their day in Star Wars land. Right.
And what changed the culture for them was the fact that we moved from, when Frozen came out, it was the first time that IP hit the parks at a fast rate.
Mm.
And media just spreads a lot faster now than it did when Walt Disney World opened, and even when the Animal Kingdom opened 20 years ago. And so you're starting to see people respond and want things sooner. So whatever the next big, you know, Disney movie that comes out, I don't know what that'll be. What's the next thing that's on tap that's not a sequel?
It's not a sequel. I don't know.
Well, Christopher Robin,
I mean, say that's, I mean,
yeah.
Wreck-It Ralph, and then Mary Poppins, and then you got,
and I think Mary Captain Poppins.
Tangled 2, or Frozen 2, and then you got,
you know, Mary Poppins, Epcot, England has very much been in discussion for where.
Yeah, it depends on how the movie does.
Yeah.
We have a comment from a guy named David. He says, retro Disney park, old attractions from the past. I think this is an idea, but I think it will be
VR.
Virtual. I really do. I see if you have a fifth gate, it'll be a virtual fifth gate.
Because
I see them selling like VR, AR experiences in the park. Because to Will's idea, that's true. There's no, I mean, maybe, slim chance.
And you know what? It goes right into Disney right now, just recycling everything they've got.
Right.
Ba-doom.
Well, yeah, to a degree. But I think slim chance, maybe, and I don't know why they would do it this late in the game, but maybe Disney says, hey, we want to open a park that appeals to an older demographic, teenagers and up, so they do like one that's more roller coaster focused.
That's
more
kind
like,
of Hollywood Studios sort of supposed to feel
sort
that
of,
way.
Sort of, but it's it's going the other direction with the Toy Story stuff. And but I don't know. It's so late in the game. Wouldn't they have done that back in the 90s when Universal Studios
blew up, you know?
Yeah. So I don't know.
And I think their answer is we're doing Star Wars Land. And I do think...
Which is going to be a fully immersive experience.
What's interesting, the original question was, is this going to be in response to Star Wars Land? And they're not going to need to suck people in another park. Mm-hmm. They're going to need places to put bodies in that theme park is what they're going to need. They're going to need places in Hollywood studios and things for people to do. Animal Kingdom's kind of experiencing that. That people come to do Avatar, and then they do the other things super quick because they don't take very long.
Yeah.
You know, you go basically dinosaur, Everest.
That's it. And Safari.
Safari. And if you want to ride the water ride, that's in every theme park in the world, which most people don't.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Avoid that thing. I do.
You know, most people. I think
the void isn't in Animal Kingdom.
It's in Disney.
I think Animal Kingdom is definitely high on the list for. They need. It's almost a full day park.
Yeah.
So if they add another section. Maybe Zootopia or...
Well, and here's another idea.
Another country.
So say we do decide, we're Disney, and we decide, you know what? It's time. Let's do an older demographic roller coaster park. What can we use? Top fan in our comments, Anne Marie, says that they have a lot of new Fox properties. So then you've got Alien, and you've got Planet of the Apes, and you've got the other side of Marvel. I mean, if you wanted to... Now there's way more IP you could incorporate. You could have an It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia ride. Who knows? Tim would love it.
Why not?
I'm just saying now there's another.
Yeah, David said the Mickey and Minnie's Railroad is also Runaway Railroad is coming next year. So that's going to have some space they're going to take up. That's where Great Movie Ride was.
Yeah.
It's looking cooler and cooler as they release stuff. Like, all right, this actually, I don't hate it.
What's the most interesting about that ride for me is they're promoting it like a they've added another dimension visually without making you wear glasses.
Yeah, it's 3D or 4D without glasses.
I don't know if they're using the kind of technology that's in Ratatouille. And obviously Ratatouille is coming to France.
Yeah.
France is basically doubling in size.
Yeah. What? There's just room to expand on the current parks. And when you have the Skyliner thing coming in, then why not? I mean, why would you go ahead and do that? So no, I don't think it's happening. I think that's a good play. I just think you're going to be able to expand upon what they already have. Look at how much traffic that's coming in there.
You're even seeing it in their approach to hotels.
Yeah, and Epcot's getting that hotel.
The Riviera Hotel, rather than expand, you know, Coronado Springs is getting basically another hotel on its property.
Disney Springs was completely redone. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful and perfect.
Great.
And then you have...
You could argue that is already the fifth gate.
Right.
Yeah, somebody actually did in our comments. They said fifth
gate,
Disney Springs.
I think you see a third gate in Disneyland.
Yeah.
Before you see it here.
I mean,
want to stay in
if
that
you
Epcot
think
hotel.
About it.
You going to stay in that Epcot hotel? Would you stay in the hotel?
Of course. I'll stay. I mean, I've stayed in a lot of places.
I'm
going to
say it like, would you stay in a hotel that's in the park?
Yes.
Of course.
Of course.
I think that'd be cool.
Can you ride rides at 2 a.m. if you stay in the park?
Can you get a season pass to the hotel?
I bet they'll do something for people that stay on the park.
I bet they will. Yeah. I bet they'll have a couple of rides open.
For like an extra hour.
Yeah.
So since we're talking about...
My point about Disneyland adding a third park is right now when you go out there, if you're not a resident, there's really no reason for me to get park hoppers. So they're missing out on a ton of revenue.
Yeah.
That if they added a third park, now it's like, man, like, what do we want to do this, that? I mean, it's super easy now just to be like, yeah, we're just going to get a ticket for that day, do that park.
Yeah, I almost feel like the park hopper thing in the 90s, in the early 2000s, was like what they hammered home.
Yep.
And everyone's like, you got a park hopper, yeah. And now it's like, I mean, now I guess it's also different where we are with our kids and where we are at time frame and going. I'm lucky to get to one park.
Right.
You know, like, it's just not where... And I think because the parks have expanded, the lines have gotten longer because the economy is up. A lot more people are going. You do feel that sense of like, I don't really park hop ever anymore. Occasionally, I'll go somewhere in the morning. I have an annual pass. Occasionally, I'll go somewhere in the morning and then we'll go back and then we'll go at night somewhere else. But I feel like it's much rarer than it used to be.
The biggest draw for me is if my child wants a parade or not, or prefers a fireworks show over another. I mean, that's kind of the biggest draw at the end of the day, hey, let's go and watch this.
But they promote the Magic Your Way, you know, one park, you know, per day thing. I feel like a lot more than they used to. It used to be Park Hopper crazy. Now Park Hopper is a decent upgrade. It's not insane, I don't think, to get the Park Hopper. I have to look at the price point. But they don't, I don't feel like it's the hot thing that they used to advertise.
Yeah.
But that used to be the days when you'd walk up and you'd buy a ticket.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to buy a ticket to Magic Kingdom.
Which is interesting there.
Which I still do every so often.
They're
not
pushing.
Anymore. I mean, pass they're Universal, pushing. I still do that. I walk up, I need one day ticket. All right, go ahead.
They're pushing that for annual pass holders with those discounted, you know, bring your friends.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And we're only like a week away from Halloween, guys.
Oh, jeez.
When?
It's crazy.
Christmas. Oh, for it starting.
Yeah. I think August 15th, it starts at something like that. It starts at Walt Disney World. So you can go to the scary, not so scary Halloween party and sweat your face off.
Do you suggest that people go to that?
No, moment? I don't. I do suggest that about 65 days you go to Universal's Halloween Horror Nights, which is the 80s theme this year. It's going to be awesome.
We're going to be at Disney World at Magic Kingdom while Not So Scary Christmas is happening.
Not so scary Christmas?
Oh, yeah. When it's so scary.
Santa's Land.
It's a not so, that's a not so scary Christmas.
Yeah.
A little bit scary is Santa's Land.
Yeah.
Uncomfortable. Uncomfortable.
A little
Christmas.
Bit scary Christmas.
Not so scary Halloween.
Don't worry, kids.
Honestly,
that's not a real tiger.
More inconvenient for me, honestly, like, because I'm like, man, like, I'm going to have to be out of the park at 7 p.m. that night.
Yeah, it's a pain.
It's a pain. I don't want to do that.
But anybody check out the winter? I don't know if you followed the Disney parks. Somebody won a night in Pandora.
Mm.
So they got to, it was like 2 nights ago, they got to stay. And
where do you stay?
They put a tent, an Ace Exhibitions tent in Pandora Land for them to stay. And like, they got to glamp for the night.
I don't think I'd want to do that.
No.
Oh, man, have you seen
the
beasts?
I'd rather be in that tree house.
Well, they're
that
like, would you want to sleep in the Haunted Mansion? I'm like, yeah, well, at least it's air conditioned.
Yeah, it was just like a tent.
Though when they do sleeping in the Haunted Mansion, they put you in the stretching room and just throw some beds in there. And I'm always like, that always feels like a cop out. Whenever you're like, when you spend the night in the Haunted Mansion.
Oh,
like,
you're just in the stretching room?
Yeah. The least one in Disneyland, they literally just put you in the stretching room.
Like you're
they
in
put
the
out
queue.
Cots. Yeah.
Basically.
They put out cots in the stretching room. And then they're like, all right, we'll see you in the morning. And they're not even a door.
Have
you're
a spooky
not in the
rock, man.
Like, put me in the ballroom or something, you know? But no.
So missed opportunities.
Totally.
Or just noise.
I wonder where they'd put you to sleep at Santa's Land. The church.
Put you to sleep?
Real hot.
Yeah, euthanization.
I mean, tell you where to sleep.
We had to leave the church pretty quickly because it was so hot.
Okay,
no
so not there.
Santa's probably Santa's house.
Santa's house.
Yeah.
Why would you not want to spend the night at Santa's house?
He's probably doesn't sleep there.
Can you imagine like the kids' excitement? Hey, we're going to sleep at Santa's house
You know
tonight.
What? I bet I could pay him $100.
Yeah,
I could just contact their PR rep and be like, we want to spend
over,
the night.
Ariel, swim in your pool.
What if we just do that? Amanda did say, she's like, how much do you think it'd be to rent this out like for a party? Like we can have like a cool, awesome party. Like, how are we going to get people here? That's going to be the problem.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, yeah.
But
door to door locally.
You got to renew your vows.
Oh,
they have a church.
I didn't say this about Santa's Land. So one guy ran three rides. So
oh gosh,
they would be like. Doing the carousel, I'd be like, all right, I'll be right over there.
Hang
when
on,
it's
y'all.
Over.
Hang on.
Hold on. I'm going to load these people in, then I'm going to come over there. I'm going to turn on that ride, and then we'll come back over here.
I'm not going to pay attention.
Y'all, this one's going to go a little long. Just hang on. I'll be right back.
Someone's trying to ride the cars.
Santa needs my help.
See it?
Where are your tickets?
That sounds like those like, corn maze places that here in the South, of, you know, around this time. Whatever
fall.
Time it is. The fall. Thank fall. You so much. I didn't know what that word was.
The season we're not in yet.
Yeah, we're still
but
in
yeah,
the
I mean, they might run like the...
It's August
The
first.
Pony ride. And they might, you know, operate the monkey bars. I don't know.
Yeah,
well,
hang
it's
on
like that at Santa's Land. There's probably six employees. I tried to count employees. Like, how many people work here?
You kept counting the
six?
You kept counting the
I
same guy. You're
20.
Like, wait, he put on a different hat. That's the tiger guy.
I'll wear many hats.
Where's the tiger?
Yeah.
There was no tiger guy.
Dying.
It was just the head there.
It was just the tiger. Somebody needs to go rescue that tiger.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the one to say it. Somebody needs to rescue that tiger.
He's very well taken care of. We don't know.
Did y'all see where that?
He's only 2 years old.
Yeah, y'all can't.
That was a guess. He was small.
That's called malnourished.
No, he's just a baby. Dwarf. He's just a baby. Tiger.
Did y'all see where those two guys stole a shark out of Santa's an aquarium, put it in a baby stroller?
It was,
yes.
It was two three guys people. And one girl.
Yeah, three people.
Oh. You know what I was saddest about that story is
we
that
reached out for
I'm watching them like, that's Florida. That's Florida. Nope, it was San Antonio. That had Florida written all over it.
Yeah,
it did.
All right, with that, I think that's a pretty good show. I enjoyed it.
I don't know.
We had sad tigers.
Can we change WDW today to not WDW today, which is all other theme parks?
I think most people would agree with you. That's what it's devolved to.
I mean, who wants to head up Beach Bend this weekend? Maybe do a little Hollywood.
Beach Bend Park.
Beach Bend.
I almost went and stayed at the Christmas Place, which is in Gatlinburg, which is a hotel that's always Christmas. Santa does sing-alongs in the lobby. Cookies and milk, gingerbread. I kind of wanted some Christmas spirit. And you can go there, and it's always Christmas there. The rooms are decorated.
Where?
Gatlinburg, Air Pigeon Forge, the Christmas Place.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big, giant Christmas store. Then you cross the road, and there's the Christmas Place Hotel.
Giant. We talked about this last week.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Baden-Baden.
Is there an indoor water park, too?
I believe there is.
Yeah. I mean,
it has to be.
There has to be. There's at least with a couple of slides. And
is anyone going to the Williamson County Fair? I saw the rides going up
there's
today.
There's a chance. I would say there's a...
Maybe a fair trip report.
Considering you have to go past it every time you go to and from my home, and my daughter is already seeing rides.
You'll start taking the back way a little more in the next few weeks.
Yeah. And then we'll be going. I just don't know to what capacity.
Because you literally live like 3 minutes from there.
Yeah. Walking.
Can I come to your house beforehand?
Yes. Everybody's welcome.
Hey, thanks. Yeah. Finally invited me over.
We're gonna pregame the fair at Grease's house.
Everybody heard
that. You know
what?
I'm looking at amenities at the end of the Christmas place. I don't see any.
You don't see any water slides?
Water park. There's a pool. Here are the amenities: sleep in, heavenly peace mattresses.
Ooh. Free cable.
The heavenly peace mattress.
HBO.
The Glockenspiel.
Ooh.
And the singing Santa. Hotel breakfast included. There's just an indoor pool with a large hot tub.
Mm.
Well,
there's definitely a water
slide.
There's
a hot tub.
There's a couple big water slides outside, but not an indoor.
Mm.
Oh, goodness.
Missed opportunities.
Wrapping it up. All right, that's going to do it for this week on WDW Today and Other Places. What's a new title? I'm Logan Zeculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
And I'm The Grease.
See you on the next show.